Brian, since you are our chief Yahoo U correspondent here, explain to new investors out there that might be watching us, why would Russia raise its interest rates at the same time as that it looks like its economy is essentially falling apart here?
Yeah, well, that seems to be the biggest story of the day, Russia raising their interest rates very substantially. But we need to take a big step back and just remember that all of this has to do with the sanctions imposed on Russia by the West. And of course, everything began over the weekend with the announcement over SWIFT that the United States, the European Union, and the United Kingdom had basically agreed to put some restrictions on the ability of Russian institutions to access SWIFT, which is, again, that messaging network. We did the Yahoo U on it on Friday, that kind of allows you to message other banks and facilitate payment requests. It's a record-keeping situation where banks can keep transactions and understand exactly how money is flowing in and out of the world. Now, if you unplug those institutions from SWIFT, that's essentially cutting off an entire country from the ability to really trade and make payments around the world. Now, what we're hearing is that the SWIFT sanctions themselves would be a little bit more targeted. It's unclear about whether or not oil and gas, for example, transactions would not be allowed on the SWIFT network. But this is kind of leading into the second and larger point from the weekend, which was the sanctions that were announced on the Central Bank of Russia from a number of countries. That's not going to allow the most important central banking institution in Russia to deploy international reserves. And it really prevents them from being able to defend the Russian ruble by tapping into reserves around the world. And that's an important story for why the Central Bank of Russia then raised their rates from 9.5% to 20%. That's because they need to handle what they see as inflation that will be coming down the pike. It's not the same story necessarily as what we saw here in the United States with rising prices. The idea is that because the Russian economy is closing off, they're going to have to rely only on their own domestic goods and services to keep their economy afloat. That's going to raise prices, and the impact of that cannot be understated when you see a devaluation against the Russian ruble as harsh as it's been just over the last day. So you have some that are warning, like Zoltan Posar over at Credit Suisse, that central banks will have to offer more U.S. dollar liquidity as not just Russia, but all the people that and organizations that are intertwined with Russia have to scramble for U.S. dollars as the essentially a whole large nation that's so important to the global economy has to put itself back together. So it's going to be a very interesting story over the next few days. Some people have worried about whether or not this is going to lead to some sort of financial instability, but at large, Russia certainly in the limelight here, and it remains to be seen if politically the sanctions will have the effect that it wants to have, which is bringing Russia to the negotiating table, Brian.
Yeah, I'll just add real quickly here, Brian, I already saw some chatter on the street here this morning that level of interest rates in Russia may just be a starting point. You might very well see even higher rates moving forward as Russia tries to stabilize its economy and, of course, its currency.